With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say a massive explosion and fire at a port in southern Iran has killed four people. The head of the country's rescue organization made the announcement on state television. At least 516 others have been injured. The blast took place at a port just outside of a major facility for container shipments for the Islamic Republic, said to handle about 80 million tons of goods every year. U.S. Senator James Lankford says Congress will soon approve more money for border security infrastructure. That will include more living space for those being deported.
When you deport someone or remove them, they are going to spend, you know, a week or two, sometimes just a day or two, in custody, and then they've got to be able to be moved out. We could actually remove more, especially criminal aliens, if we had more beds.
And Senator Lankford was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. A man died Friday morning after he was stabbed on a subway train following a dispute. It's what officials say is the subway system's first homicide of the year in New York.
Police in New York City are looking for a man they say stabbed to death another man during Friday morning rush hour on the subway and in the subway station when the two men got off. Police say the men had gotten into an argument when the attacker stepped on the victim's shoes. It happened in the Brooklyn Bridge City Hall subway station in Lower Manhattan. Police say the victim, a 38-year-old man, was stabbed multiple times in his torso and was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Police described the attacker as in his 20s or 30s, dressed in black and wearing black headphones. I'm Donna Warder.
Big tech stocks carried Wall Street to the close of another winning session after a roller coaster week. The S&P 500 was up 0.7% on Friday, adding even more to a big three-day rally. That index back within about 10% of its record set earlier this year. This is SRN News. A new study takes a look at the question, how does one decide right from wrong? Michael Harrington takes a closer look.
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Mississippi Supreme Court has upheld a ruling denying a transgender teen's name change petition. The ruling comes nearly 2 years after a then 16-year-old girl who was living as a boy filed a petition to change her name to fit her so-called gender identity. A judge denied the petition in 2023, citing the teen's lack of maturity in making that life-changing decision. This is SRN News. Brazil's former President Jair Bolsonaro's health condition has worsened following a recent surgery, even as government prosecutors demand he defend himself against charges of staging a coup after losing the 2022 election.
The former president, who is 70, he's been in hospital for nearly 2 weeks. He was admitted with severe pain, and he underwent intestinal surgery for about 12 hours. So it's a very delicate situation. He's had many problems, 6 operations, I believe, since he was stabbed during the electoral campaign in 2018.
That is BBC's Leonardo Rocha. Despite his health condition, a Supreme Court officer went to Bolsonaro's hospital room on Wednesday to formally notify him of the start of his trial. That is for an alleged attempt to stage a coup. His legal team now has 5 days from Wednesday to present a preliminary defense. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.